महाराज जी की जय। सच्चे दरबार की जय। वेलकम एवरीवन टू द सेकंड डिस्कोर्स ऑफ द न्यू ईयर। लास्ट वीक आवर इन हाउस मंक साध्वी भव्या, शी ओपन अ हार्ट एंड शी शेयर्ड हर न्यू ईयर्स रेजोल्यूशन फॉर 2025। डज एनीवन रिमेंबर व्हाट दैट रेजोल्यूशन वाज? To be a better person, to be a better person this year compared to last year. Becoming a better version of ourselves may take on many forms. For some of us, it may mean that we change our diet and we start eating healthier, perhaps exercise more during the course of the week. Perhaps spend less time on social media or volunteer our services. But if we go past these layers, deeper within, closer to where our soul resides, there is a want to transform ourselves, a want to address a vice or a shortcoming that is affecting our lives in a very profound way. In the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna highlights 5 such vices that are present in us in different proportions. Do we remember those 5 vices from last week? What were they? Desire, kaam, krodh, anger, moh, attachment, ego, pride, ahankar. Beneath covered, 5. So pride was lobh, the 5th one was ahankar, which is income. So last week, Sister Bhavya spoke about kaam or desire. Today we will cover krodh or anger. Krodh is a Sanskrit word for fury, wrath, indignation. And when we first hear the word krodh or anger, we mostly attach a very unpleasant and negative meaning to it. But have you ever paused for a second to think about why this emotion exists within us in the first place? What is its purpose? Krodh, or anger, is deeply tied to the need to survive. Say you are a parent and you see someone approaching your child with the worst of intentions. Your anger at that moment will fuel you to jump into action. It will help you overcome hesitation and respond very quickly. So anger is meant, it's designed to protect us and our loved ones, to help us survive. What happens when a lot of people get angry at the same time? Collective anger. And if they're angry at the same thing, that anger when channelized appropriately, brings about movements that make history. In India in the 1940s, leaders like Sardar Patel and Mahatma Gandhi were able to mobilize the collective anger of all the people and take India all the way to its freedom from colonial rule. In the 1960s, Martin Luther King mobilized the collective sentiment of the people against segregation and discrimination and led the civil rights movement that changed the history of the country. Why even God gets angry? Remember the story of Prahlad at Hiranyakashipu, where Lord Vishnu, tired of all of the atrocities that Hiranyakashipu subjected his son Pranad to, took on the form of Narsimha, half man, half lion. And through his anger and his wrath, he split Hiranyakashipu into two. This is constructed anger. When does anger get destructive? Any thoughts? No one experiences anger. Yeah. Any ideas of when it gets destructive? Sorry? Like Rowling. When it's fueled by ego, when it's fueled by power, when it is uncontrolled, when it causes harm not only to you, but to everyone around you, when it destroys relationships, when it destroys marriages, when it leads to violence. Shri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita reveals to the warrior prince Arjuna that the root cause of anger is desire. And it could be a simple desire, as simple as a parent wanting their child to take their advice seriously. A desire for a man or a woman to be heard by their partner, to hold space for them. A desire from a friend to receive kindness and compassion from another friend in their time of need. A desire to get out of a traffic jam as soon as possible and get home. A desire to be seen and to be heard and not get lost in the crowd. When these desires remain unfulfilled, anger surfaces. And Sri Krishna very beautifully describes the step-by-step process that it transforms the mind. Shri Krishna says, Krodha bhavati sammoha. Anger leads to clouding of judgment. Sammohit smriti vibrava. That clouding of judgment leads to bewilderment of memory. Smriti brakshad buddhi nashi. When memory is bewildered, intellect is destroyed. Bhutenasha pranashyabhi. And when intellect is destroyed, the ultimate destruction takes place. Ultimate destruction, yeah? Like, how bad could this get? Let's find out. In a village, there lived a man, a farmer, his wife, and their small child. And one day this man brought home a baby mongoose because he wanted his son to have a companion to grow up with and to play with. And one day it so happened that both the man and his wife had to run some errands. So they left the little child with the baby mongoose. The wife returned home with a very heavy grocery bag. And as soon as she entered the house, what she saw was this baby mongoose waiting for her, but its mouth was stained with blood, and its arms and legs were also blood-soaked. She got so angry. She thought that this mongoose had killed her child. She said, "You wicked animal." And she took that big bag of groceries and she threw it on the biyadas. She ran inside to her son's room to check on him, only to find that her son was sleeping very peacefully in his cot. But right next to the son, there was a bleeding snake that had died. She put two and two together. That baby mongoose that they had been taking care of for so many months had fought and killed that snake, prevented that snake from harming her child. When she realized what she had done, she ran back to the entrance of the house to check on the mongoose and to apologize to it. But that poor animal couldn't take the weight of the grocery bag that had fallen on it and had died on the spot. That one nanosecond of rage had resulted in the loss of a life of a poor, innocent animal. What is happening in our bodies when all this rage, this anger erupts? What is this process? There's a small part of our brain that's called the amygdala. It's the size of an almond, and it processes emotions. So when this lady saw that mongoose, that bloodstained mongoose, the amygdala got activated. And it went and it activated so many different glands of the body. And the glands started pumping these stress hormones. You may have heard of cortisol. It's in the news nowadays quite a bit. Cortisol. Flushing through the body, flushing through the brain. Going to the front of the brain. When Sri Krishna says, anger clouds judgment. This part of the brain is where we make our decisions from. It goes and it kills the cells in that part of the brain. So we can't use it. So Sri Krishna's right. It does cloud judgment. Then cortisol goes to the hippocampus, which is right in the center of the brain that holds memories. And it goes and it kills the cells in the hippocampus. And what did Sri Krishna say? The clouding of judgment leads to bewilderment of memory. Very scientific process. So when people get angry sometimes, they say they couldn't remember what they said or they did. It's actually true. We may have so many parts of our brain, our mind, not working. Do you think we'd be able to use our intelligence? No chance. All this havoc and chaos and break. What about this poor heart? What's happening here? Heart rate is going up. Blood pressure is going up. Body temperature is going up. The heart is struggling. And if this anger stays in the body for a long time, in an uncontrolled way, we are twice as likely to get a heart attack and three times as likely to get a stroke. Yeah, brain is struggling, heart is struggling. Let's move down. What's happening in the gut? It's a hot mess. Heard of irritable bowel? Sometimes diarrhea, sometimes constipation. Guess where that's coming from? Unprocessed anger. So you have three systems in the body that are a hot mess right now. Sleep gets disturbed, and eventually our immune system gets compromised. And we keep falling sick and you wonder why. Why are we falling sick all the time? These are just the physical effects, the physical and mental effects. Spiritually, what is anger doing to us? It's causing destruction that cannot be undone. But wait, what if I go and I apologize to someone after I got angry at them? Then explain my reasons for my anger. And they understand and they forgive me. Will my karma be erased? What do you think? Okay, let's have a look at this story. It was a little boy. He used to get angry all the time. All the time. So his father gave him a bag of nails. And he said, every time you get angry, you're going to take a nail and you're going to hammer it in that fence. And on the first day, the boy hammered 37 nails through that purse. And then as the days went by, he started to realize, man, it's taking a lot of effort to hammer these nails. It's so much easier to control the anger. So he started to control his anger, and there were fewer and fewer nails that were being hammered into that fence. Till one day, he didn't have the need to hammer a single nail. And he went up to his father, his chest swelling with pride, and he said, look, Dad, I did it. So his father said, okay, well, now on to round two. Every time you manage to control your ankle, you're going to pull a nail out from that. So the little boy got excited. He's like, yeah, this is mine. Let's do this. So every time he got angry, he would go to the fence and he would pull a nail out. Till the day came where the fence didn't have a single nail through it. And he went to his father and he said, look, I did it. I did it with this. Managed to control my anger. I feel so calm. I feel so good. And the fence is all clear. And his father said, really? So he grabbed his hand and he took him to the fence. And he said, look, son, I'm very proud of you. But have a look at the state of the fence. Do you see the holes through that fence? Son said, yeah. He said, every time you get angry at someone, it creates a scar in them. Just like the holes in the fence. If you take a knife and you put it through someone and then you pull it out, and you say, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for doing this to you. I'm so sorry for doing this to you. The person may forgive you, but the wound will still be there. So no, Forgiveness does not erase that scar permanently. Physically, anger is destroying us. Mentally, it's making our mental health poor. Emotionally, straining relationships. Spiritually, hotness. If any of this has resonated with any of us sitting here today, there is a three-step solution to addressing anger. The first step, acknowledgement. There was a devotee who went to Maharshi with us out of sheer frustration. He said, "Maharshi, you really have to help. There's this other devotee. We get paired to do seva together. And he just brings out the worst in me. He has this knack of bringing out the worst in me. He gets me all angry and riled up. And then I say all these hurtful things. And I don't want to be paired with this guy for seva." So Maharshi looked at him and he smiled. And he said, "How can he bring out something in you that doesn't exist within you already?" Anger resides in you, in your heart. So you need to work on addressing that. And sometimes we meet people and they'll say they're just mad all the time. You just, "What are you so angry about?" You say, "Oh, I'm angry at my family for my childhood experiences. I'm angry at my friends because they can't hold space for me. I'm angry at my siblings because they don't understand me." Okay, what's the next level? You'll notice we'll go to the next level of authority. "I'm angry at the government. I'm angry at Trudeau. I'm angry at Trump. I am angry at Trudeau." Let's talk about that, right? "I'm angry at the cops. I'm angry at my boss. Can't see all the work, the overtime I'm putting in. No appreciation, no validation." And then finally, "I'm really, really mad at God. He's put me in such a difficult position." And then finally, after looking externally, they're able to conclude that they're actually really angry at the world that they have created around themselves. They're angry at themselves. And when that realization kicks in from within, then they move to step number two. So what was step number one again? Acknowledgement. Step number two is awareness. Be the most beautiful part of practicing Brahmgyani. When you're sitting and you're strengthening this awakened third eye, is you have an opportunity to bend time. Yes. You as a devotee is able to bend time to the extent that you notice that it has really, really slowed down. And you feel every single emotion so profoundly deep in your body. So you feel your heart rate go up. You say something's not right. You feel your blood pressure go up, even before the blood pressure machine can tell you. You feel your body temperature go up. And then there's this nanosecond that feels like a whole minute between you feeling all these emotions, these physiological changes in your body, and the verbal diarrhea that follows from your mouth. And after the situation, when you sit in meditation and you focus on the light within, you get the most unbiased view of what exactly happened. You identify your trigger, the other person's trigger, and the root cause of both these triggers. And that's when you have the opportunity to plant that seed for healing. Because when you feel that peace, that bliss from the light that you see within, you notice how disturbed your spirit gets when you get angry and you want with all your heart to change this about yourself. And that takes us to step three. So what was step one again? Step two. Step three. Transmutation. Well, what does the word transmute mean? Transcend is close. Transform. Thank you. So the word transmute was used by chemists, alchemists in the olden days, when they would, with all kinds of chemical reactions, try to purify a metal or change the properties of that metal. So we are going to learn how to alchemize anger. Because what happens when you suppress it? What happens when you're suppressing anger from your childhood? Suppress, 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 suppress. Depression. Numbness. Heaviness. What happens when you express it? Release. But what about expressing it not constructively, destructively? You release it, but then what happens? What's happening to the body? We discussed all those changes. It's creating bad karma for ourselves and for everyone around us. So we're going to learn today how to transmute anger, transform it. And there are three ways that we can transmute anger. Three ways that we can use these techniques instantly to release that energy, that trapped energy within us. The first thing that we're going to use is breath. Playing with breath comes from ancient yogic wisdom. And you can use this breath to either stimulate yourself or calm yourself. Because breath is that bridge between the mind and the body. So right now, Sabuji is going to take us through a breath technique to calm the nervous system.
Okay. I want you all to plug your right nostril. We're going to breathe in through the left. Hold. And breathe out. Hold it out. Breathe in.
hold. Hold. So breathe in. Hold. Hold. And draw back. Sadhguru, I have a question. Why did we breathe in and out only through the left nostril?
So the left nostril is our moon energy, so our calming energy. So if you do feel like you're getting angry, it's starting to boil up within you, start breathing in and out through your left nostril. So breathing in and out through the left nostril and creating a rhythm of your breath. So if you're counting your breaths, so trying to keep the inhale, hold, exhale, and hold. So creating a rhythm of your breath. So it's regulated and it's through your left nostril. So that will draw on calming the nervous system down, on calming the body down as well.
Thank you. Now here's something, here's a pro trick to practicing this breathing technique. If we combine this breathing technique with something that we do on a daily basis, like say if you're traveling to school, same time every day, if you're traveling to work, same time every day, you have lunch at the same time every day. If you're having dinner at the same time or taking breaks, if we club it with an existing activity or ritual, then you're creating a memory for this body to feel what it feels like to experience the benefits of this breath. So when we get angry and we use this breath, the body's like, oh yeah, I remember what I'm supposed to do. And it springs into action. So the effect of this breathing is more profound when it's practiced on a daily basis. And it will kick in way faster than you feel anger boiling up. Second solution, we're going to use sound to translate anger. So every emotion has a particular frequency, a vibe. You ever notice when you're around people and you pick up their energy, their frequency? You either want to move away from them or you want to go and you want to help them, right? Based on what they're feeling. So anger has a particular frequency as well. It causes the cells to vibrate really quickly all through the body. So we're going to take that quality of anger and now we're going to use sound in the form of a mantra to combat it. Mantras are so powerful because they are syllables of sounds that contain specific vibrations to achieve a very, very specific and powerful effect. So Sabuji will take us through a mantra radio. So we're going to draw on the calming, the gentleness energy of the moon. So we'll use one of the mantras for that. It's Om Soh Mai Namaha. So we'll take a full breath in. Om Soh Mai Namaha. Sabha Modo Soma Ayayamaha.
And as you chant this mantra, just visualizing the moon, the gentleness, the softness, the calm and cooling effect of that moon.
Relax.
How's everyone feeling after that?
Good.
Okay, we're going to make this even more interesting. And my apologies, Reducius. But we always claim here that we practice practical spirituality. So for the third one, we're going to do something different. We used breath, we used sound, and now we're going to use movement. So you know, anger has a frequency, and like every other emotion, anger is associated with the specific energy as well. And it's a very powerful, very fast, very quick bolt of energy, yes? It's like, if you're in a house and the electricity is going through the electrical circuit really fast, the whole thing explodes, right? Because it can't take back. So what movement does is it helps us move that energy in the right direction through the entire body and out of the body. So for this third one, before we start, think of a situation in the last week where someone really pissed you off. And someone really riled you up. And you either didn't say anything, you bottled up that anger, or stuff came out, but it didn't come out completely. Yeah? Everyone's thought of at least one situation. Either with a parent, or with a partner, or with a friend, or with a boss, or with a sibling. Okay? And Sabi Bara is going to take us through the movement part now. Let's do it, guys.
Stand up, guys. So, feet are shoulder width apart. Think of back in the day when they used to go to the jungle to cut wood. So this is called woodcutter pose. So you're going to grab onto your axe, gentle bend in your knees. As we breathe in, we're going to take the axe up. And as we exhale, we're going to cut this wood stump in front of us with a loud hop. Okay? You can watch me first if you want and then join in. So we're going to breathe in. Come on, I don't hear all of you. Let it out. Okay, one last one. Give it all you got.
Oh, look at those big smiles in our faces, right, man? Yeah, imagine if you already smile like that one. You're released, right? You're feeling a release, the endorphins rushing to the head and making you feel good. Yeah, imagine going to a room and doing that and coming out, and the person who pissed you off, they're looking at you and you're like, why? What is wrong? Why are you laughing? And then that just leads to incident number two, because now they're pissed and more dog pissed. So, but that's for another satsi. So to recap, we discussed the effects, the fire, the destruction that anger causes within us on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual level. And that we talked about a three-step process. What was the first step?
Acknowledge it. Anger resides within me for XYZ reasons. It disturbs my spirit. It does not serve me. I want to get rid of it. Step number two, awareness. Okay, let me just sit with this emotion and see what is happening in my body. Number three, transmutation. Like the alchemist in the past, I'm going to transmute this anger, not suppress it, not express it destructively, but transmute. And then within transmutation, we practice three techniques. Number one, using. Number two, Sanojot. Yada mantra, hula wisdom mantra. Om Somaya Namaha, the Lord God. Number three, chop some wood. And to conclude this satsang, I'd like to share a beautiful quote by Lord Buddha. Lord Buddha said, holding on to anger is like holding a hot piece of koi in your hand. With the intention of throwing it at someone, then in reality, you are the one getting burned. With those words, I would like to thank you for your patience. Oye Shri Ashutosh Maharaj Ki Jai, Sachi Darbar Ki Jai.